No, that was just a very quiet bit of the song. You're back with What Channel Is Like.
You certainly are. And you've never been happier to be anywhere.
No, you haven't.
That's for sure.
Based on the kind of life you've led. Tell them what they just heard, man.
Well, that was a song by a band called Touring Machine off of J-Tree Records. That was a song called On Form and Growth.
Mm-hmm.
An all-instrumental kind of rock band, if there was such a thing as a modern prog rock band. Cool stuff. Whoever called during the break, we're sorry, we got this. Oh, wait, hang on one second.
Oh, cool.
WEFT can help you. Yeah, he probably is. But, I'm on the air right now, so, get the call back in a minute, okay? Bye. Okay. Bye.
Yeah, you know, calling for us is a good idea, because we like calls.
Yeah.
And there's only two of us, you know.
We're very fascinating, too.
We're fascinating. There's lots of stuff we could talk about. So I was going to apologize to whoever called during the song we didn't pick up. We have this new phone system that isn't really patched through to the big light that blinks.
Yeah, there's a big green light that normally blinks, but we got a brand new phone system. Very happy about the new phone system, although its advantages are not yet evident. I'm sure they will be, though.
They definitely will come yes. in baskets.
Yeah.
But right now, it seems like a big step backwards for us, since we frequently can miss phone calls because of the machine that distributes food pellets, it isn't hooked up to it yet.
No, so. It's that in the lights there. I could go for a food pellet, too. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing.
You don't know anymore.
It's hard.
It's like you're kind of shooting in the dark here.
Okay. Something we're going to do right about now is yet another segment we don't need Eric for. He helps. He's good. He definitely accentuates
adds
it.
Flavor, much like Mrs. Dash.
Right. But it keeps on walking without him. A house divided in this case can stand. The house divided in this case can actually break it down and give you the information about the community around you. So you came back from spring break, or you've been here throughout. You've been locked in your apartment and just kind of sitting there and contemplating the walls, and you'd like to get out. You know, you just want to get out and go do something fun over the course of the next week. Want to do something good for the world. Here's a bunch of opportunities to do that. And to save you the effort of knowing what to think about these things, here's also the thoughts that you should have about those events out in the community. Here's a little bit of Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to tear into these Super Happy Fun Time public service announcements because they make me so happy.
So you're not going to do a theme?
No.
Okay. That's perfectly understandable, I suppose.
But I would like you to check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Yes.
Because that's always an important part of the whole procedure.
Good, man. Good. All right. What do we got?
Well, the Urbana Country Dancers host Contra Dance evenings from 8 o'clock until 11 p.m. on the first and third Fridays of each month, with some occasional dances on Saturdays. Most dances are held at the Phillips Recreation Center, 505 West Stoughton Street, Urbana.
Isn't that true just in general, basically, that dancing rarely occurs outside of the Phillips Recreation Center?
Yes. In fact, fully aware of that, they're embracing, since the rest of Champaign-Urbana has an embargo on dancing,
mm-hmm.
Phillips Recreation Center really picked up the slack in making it the home of dance. Since it's seceded from Champaign-Urbana, it's really been able to go kind of all crazy by picking up the slack of things that Champaign-Urbana systematically rejects mm-hmm. and making it their, you know, biggest selling point to all the people. Much like... No, you got your speakeasies during the times of Prohibition.
Good point.
They were just they were illegal still, but whereas this is not, I repeat, it's not illegal to go dancing at the Phillips Recreation Center since they have seceded and they are their own country. You just needed your own passport in order to get in, which can easily be acquired within a week's time. Contra dance is a traditional American dance similar to square dance, but done in the line. Participants dance in a set of about a dozen couples and interact with a partner along with other dancers in the set.
Social interaction. Nice. Yeah.
Also banned in Champaign-Urbana, much to most people's dismay. Social interaction was recently banned in Champaign-Urbana. So in certain senses, what we're doing now is pirate radio.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're listening to us and, you know, you can't talk to us unless you call, makes it okay for you to listen to us. But the fact that we're talking to each other
Right. The inner pirate, once again.
Right. So, once again, Phillips Recreation Center picking up the slack, where Champaign-Urbana tyrants have cruelly, cruelly left off. Participants dance in a set of about a dozen couples and interact mm-hmm. with a partner along with the other dancers in the set.
So is this really designed for people who have more than like the standard two arms? No, because you're going to interact with a lot of people.
A lot of people. It is recommended that if you have more than two arms that you come.
And if you've got extras, maybe bring them and share.
Maybe bring them and share if possible. A caller explains the movements for each dance in a walkthrough beforehand and also prompts the dancers during the dance. Which involves a lot of helping,
mm-hmm.
which was systematically banned in Champaign-Urbana also.
Yeah.
Assisting people in any other way, in any way at all, is currently outlawed.
And that's really another area in which we're very illegal at the moment. We're very pirate right now because we are making your lives better.
Yeah, how many ways can we break the law, you know? Music at Urbana Country Dances is provided by a live fiddle and string band. A donation is requested to fund the fees for the bands, callers, and facility. Free workshops are also held some evenings before the dance. More details about Urbana Country Dancers, call 359-8225. Or on the web, go to www.prairienet.org/contra.
See, I really appreciate this, the things that they're doing, but I would be much more impressed if they just get out of the Phillips Recreation Center and hold these, like, spontaneous contra dance happenings, like, mm-hmm. on street corners everywhere.
Right.
Really like to suggest that they do that.
Upcoming performers at Urbana Country Dance include, on March 24th, Friday, Chirps Smith, Jim Nelson, and Dave Landreth.
How, like, what kind of path does your life have to take to earn a nickname like Chirps?
You know, that's a good question that I think that you might have to ask him in person.
Yeah, I went wrong somewhere along the line because I didn't get that.
Yeah. Old Time Pickin' from Illinois and Missouri. Plus, from 7-8, Free Squares Workshop by Will Mentor. That's kind of a convenient name to mm-hmm. have if you're teaching a workshop, you know, Will Mentor.
Almost too convenient.
Almost too convenient, one might say. Yeah, sure, slap a Will in front of it. People will believe it.
Yeah.
Just like Chirp Smith. A jerk. Yeah, and like Jim Nelson.
Mm.
A little too convenient to be in an old-time pick and band,
Jim,
don't you think?
Jim Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson.
Nelson. It's the son. I bet he has a dad, too. Nelson.
Yeah, Nell dad.
We believe that. Dave Landreth. Yeah, he's from the land. Mm-hmm. We believe it. Anyway, if you're not as skeptical as us, or you just don't, you're not in the know like us, then I suppose you can call 359-8225 and get more information about the Urbana Country Dancers.
Cool. outdoor enthusiasts, conservationists, and wildlife supporters, because those are three very distinct groups. You got to separate those. You don't mix up a conservationist with a wildlife supporter, you know? There's a lot of conservationists who want nothing to do with the wildlife. So make sure you've got those filed into different places. They can contribute to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Preservation Fund through their state income tax returns. Yeah, you don't actually have to, like, you know, because getting out an envelope and writing Wildlife Preservation Fund, CO, Illinois Department of Natural Resources, that's a lot of effort. I mean, that's like two whole lines that's on the envelope that you got to fill up. So you can actually save the time by doing it on your state income tax return. Each year, donations to the Wildlife Preservation Fund assist in supporting about 50 habitat enhancement and research projects, focusing on the protection and preservation of dozens of endangered and threatened species.
I actually benefited hardcore from that program last year when I got a $150 stipend to enhance my environment.
Good.
Yeah, so my room is looking pretty fly right now. I got a couple beanbag chairs,
mm-hmm.
and I invested in a lava lamp.
Nice.
Couple CDs of Barry White. So definitely a lot of people would say that my environment is enhanced, and I got to thank that program and all the people out there who've done it for being the sole reasons for that happening.
But it's not just Matt. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who live in very unfunky lives.
Seriously. And there's a case to be said. You know, had my environment not been enhanced and brought up to its current funky levels, I would have definitely perished. I mean, I'm already endangered. I mean, I'm the only one of my kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one of me. And had I perished, I would have, in fact, been extinct. So a really incredible deed was done, and I would have died a very painful and unfunky life.
Yeah. The Wildlife Preservation Fund has produced donations totaling $3.35 million during the past 16 years. Let me tell you, that's a lot of beanbag chairs.
A lot of beanbag chairs, a lot of lava lamps, a lot of funky tunes.
Helping fund nearly 600 projects involving habitat and species restoration initiatives, data collection, scientific analysis, and technical assistance. Do the wildlife really need technical assistance?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
A lot of bears with problems with their fax machines.
Yeah, a lot of ostriches not getting their messages.
Mm-hmm. Another way to look at this is if would like to see your fellow man get mauled by grizzly bears, I think this is something you should kind of pay into.
Absolutely.
You know, support the wildlife.
A lot of people
case.
Think this goes one way. It doesn't go one way.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a very macabre side that you can get a lot of perverse delight out of
yes.
by donating.
Yeah, feel like you're a part of the mauling. Donations to the fund aren't tax deductible and may be made through Illinois income tax forms on line 26A of the IL-1040 form. I'm going to give you a moment. I'm going to sing a line from The Sunshine of Your Love by Cream while you go and you get a piece of paper or your IL-1040 form to find it. Okay. In the sunshine of your love. Okay, you got your income tax form out? Line 26A is where you want to be, and that's where you can make the donation. Telephone tax filers on the loose, may donate to the fund on line 10 of Telefile. Line 10 of Telefile.
Oh.
Don't they arrest telephiles in this thing?
Yeah. This year I'm hoping to get a personal secretary.
That would be good.
My own technical assistant from that program.
I'm rooting for you, man.
Yeah, it keeps me alive. You know, it's hard to survive, and programs like that really, really help me.
Your filing's a mess.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
The Arts at Parkland series. I repeat, the Arts at Parkland series.
Yes. Yes.
Wednesday and Thursday, March 22nd and May 4th. March 22nd and May 4th.
Yeah, they kind of spread it out. They got to figure the arts are going to be depleted after the March 22nd.
What happened to the whole month of April?
Well, I think what the arts actually are is it's bread and big bread things, and they have to, you know, the bread's going to spoil.
That was the only 2 days they could find in their busy schedule to make room for the arts at Parkland. More important things to do than the arts,
like rocks.
Yeah. So if you're free March 22nd and May 4th. And it's funny because there was a date that was crossed out here, like March something, comma, 22nd, mm-hmm. and May 4th. They actually crossed one of the dates out because they rescheduled. And they cut one of the days for the Arts at Parkland program.
Hello, this is Parkland. Yeah, we're going to have to reschedule that one.
So March 22nd and May 4th, mark your calendar. Parkland College is offering Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding communities a chance to discover the Arts at Parkland. The series allows an insider's view of the Parkland Theater on March 22nd, and the Art Gallery on May 4th.
Cool.
Each program is from noon to 2, and a catered box lunch is included. You know, I don't really know if you can say catered box lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a contradiction in terms. I guess catered can be used to mean any time someone brings something in.
Yeah.
So, don't be fooled.
Tangent number 2. What Jalen's Like crew theorizes that Parkland is doing with its busy schedule in between appointments regarding the arts at Parkland. Ooh, I found a dime. I wonder if there's another dime around here. I mean, there was one. There might be another. I should go look.
We'll form a dime-searching team and search the whole campus for the next 3 months. Get right on it. As the Dean of Parkland, I hereby decree that all the students will bury themselves in the dirt up to the knees for the next 6 weeks for reasons I am not prepared to disclose at this time. Thank you.
Is there a way out of this beanbag chair? Is there like an exit or something? Because hello?
Hello. So I can see Parkland's got a busy palate.
Yes, and tangent
it's possible, in fact, to have a busy palate, because oftentimes they have a full palate
mm-hmm.
or a cleft palate. But no, Parkland's pioneering the way with the first actually recognized busy palate.
Cool.
And as a result, they can only afford 2 days for the arts. Whatever the arts entails.
Yes.
Register for the whole series. The whole series, meaning all 2 days you can register for. Or an individual program, just one day maybe.
One day of the two.
There is a registration fee to register for this enormous, widespread Insiders series.
If you don't want to take the plunge and go for both of them, you can just sample half of them.
Uh-huh. So just clear your calendars for March 22nd or May 4th. And if you're interested in more, getting more information, call 351-2208. But you can only call that number in June. So, you know, if you need information before that for some weird reason, then you're out of luck.
And coming up on May 15th and July 8th is the Blunt Objects at Parkland, which I think is going to be a stellar presentation.
It's really good. They've dug really hard to find the bluntest of blunt objects. And if you're in town in August, check out the Loose Chain Show. Actually a result of the team that was formed recently, where all the loose chains that was found on campus will be enclosed in glass cases.
They're actually going to have a nickel out there that you can touch.
You can touch this nickel. You know, one of the pieces is a hands-on kind of piece, interactive, but the other ones are strictly for display, and they're actually organized in chronological order of the time they were found.
And that's going to be August 16th and December 8th.
Yes, and we're talking... We're talking actual change from the aisles of actual lecture halls at Parkland, from the grassy knolls, of which there are many. So real finds here, people. We're talking nickels from the 70s.
Yes.
I hear there is a dime from the mid-90s, and a quarter that's reportedly, but this isn't confirmed, from 1983.
Ooh, that would be cool.
So clear calendars for August and December.
It's getting to be we're at a very low ebb in the PSA cycle. There's a certain cycle that goes on where suddenly a lot of events are going on in the community, you know, there's a lot of PSAs in there about them. And then sometimes we're really kind of riding on the old ones. Some, you know, old favorites that are always in here and we always think about, like the Alzheimer's one, like Voices in the Wilderness, like Social Security benefits, like the Crisis Nursery. We get, it's another one, Carl Expectant Parent Classes. How much love is that one giving us?
Lots of love. Sound like Wolfman and Jack right there.
We got like four copies of the breast cancer and cervical cancer one in here. The Father Who Doesn't See Their Children. That's an old favorite. That's a big
one. Back in the day, we used to have the one, where dentists need to make sure that their, and patients need to make sure they match up the right size toothbrush with their children.
Yeah, I remember that one.
You remember? You know, because disaster could ensue.
I wonder why that one's gone now. I mean, parents no longer need to worry about
maybe
that?
Maybe there's been a rapid decline in the, you know, the statistics of oversized toothbrushes assaulting children.
So I'm drawing from that group because there's nothing else that is really, you know, like in line for us. And so I'm gonna. You know, try to milk the dry teat of this PSA and see what I can do with it. many
of the breath.
Yes. Absolutely. Many of the working poor throughout Champaign and the rest of Illinois. There's Illinois outside of Champaign. Did you get that memo?
No.
Struggle to find affordable transportation to and from their jobs. I wish just for once we could get a PSA that says to and fro.
That would be wonderful. I mean, that's the one that we read completely straight without any joke.
Yeah, just smiles on our faces. The TRUC program, the truck program, Transportation Resources of Urbana-Champaign, and the reason they kind of arrange it like that is because a truck is a car that you could actually use to get to this place.
Believe it or not.
And what this program is like is it's like a car, but it's a program, so it's kind of different. But it's sort of like a truck. It can help. TRUC is a program of the Urban League of Champaign County, or TULCC, which is TULC, which is often, TULC, I think, is a dessert that's very tasty. And the Urban League of Champaign County is very much like that dessert because they're very tasty. In partnership with the Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation, which is, you know, the LLLAF.
LLAF?
Yeah. Which has got something or other to do with LL Cool J. I don't really know exactly what.
Yeah, their exact relationship hasn't yet been determined, but we're working on it.
They will help individuals and families achieve self-sufficiency and make the transition from welfare to work, which involves a hop, skip, and a jump, and then a breakdance. By leasing cars donated from the community at a low cost, usually $20 to $50 a month. So if you got a car, if you're one of those people who's got a ton of cars and you'd like to donate one, well, you're very strange to me, but this PSA is aimed right at you.
Well, I'm sorry I'm so strange to you, Mark, but I've been looking to unload six of my 15 cars for
have
so
you
long.
Storage space concerns? Or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have room for 15, but really, I'd like to open up a workshop in those garages, you know? Yeah. So I'm going to hang on to 9 and get rid of 6. That seems like the perfect opportunity to me.
Well, actually, okay, I can kind of understand that. Are you going to, like, hold open sessions where people can come see your cars?
Mm-hmm.
What's the schedule?
We'll be auditioning people. Well, it takes place in February and on Mars.
Cool.
So clear schedules for February and Mars.
Cool. All right. That's Matt's Garage, and that's going to be good. And the truck people are going to be glad to hear about that. Not people who are trucks, but the people who are involved with the truck program, which is like a truck in a metaphorical sort of way. Community members who donate their vehicles to truck are eligible. You're not donating your vehicles to an actual truck, like a monster truck, which would then drive over them, like right. At a monster truck show. This isn't that sort of thing.
Yeah, so don't get your hopes up if you're into that kind of thing.
No. This is a different thing, whereas the truck is not an actual truck, but it's people. They are eligible to claim the full market value of those vehicles on their tax return. They're also eligible to claim that they're a Birdman, mm-hmm. but only if they've got, like, feathers on their
right.
head.
Yeah. Don't be fooled by the fake Birdman, especially you, Jeff. You know the truth.
Most important, those who donate can rest assured that their vehicle is helping someone in need get to and keep their job. For more information on how you can donate vehicles or money to the truck program, please contact Lashunda Hambrick at the Urban League of Champaign County.
Yeah, that's a real name. I believe that.
What are you talking about, Champaign?
Yeah.
363-3333, extension 31 for Lashunda Hambrick. Let me also indicate subtly that WEFT is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. What Jail Is Like is supported by your love.
Absolutely.
That's all we got for PSAs right about now. That's all we got. You may notice that we're taking our time. We're kind of spreading out, you know, putting our legs up, unbuttoning the fly, just kind of letting loose. Hearing what Jalen is like and letting the segments run long tonight. But what we got next is it's kind of a different version of what we do normally. Normally in this space, we would do the Radio Herald, which is something where we take a suggestion from you, the audience, and we'll tell some personal stories about that idea, and then kind of, you know, start telling several stories that will gradually intertwine. We'll take turns. Eric and I will do a scene. Matt and Eric will do a scene, bouncing back and forth till we got something, and bring it towards some great truth. And we don't have Eric today, and there's really only so many funny voices that Matt and I can do to differentiate our characters, and really there's only so many funny voices that we care to do.
Yeah.
Because we don't love you that much. And helping was banned recently. I don't know if you heard about that, but we can't help you through this. So we're just going to kind of make the apathetic gesture of doing a scene. You heard us do a scene at the beginning of the show. We're going to tell a story. We're just going to do it with, in one scene, one straight linear narrative. But it is going to be funkier than Legal Limits. And if you'd like to, you can participate by giving us a phone call at 359-9338. What we do with your suggestion, I'm not entirely clear what it's going to be. We're going to do something, and you're going to get involved. And it's going to be about 6 minutes of funky comedic joy, so stay tuned. 359-9338.